Snow, hey, oh, with the Red Hot Chili Peppers here at the Riff in the Rock.
Staff Sergeant David Howell's Urban Renewal Program rocks the troops 5 evenings a week, playing a mix of soul, rhythm and blues, jazz and hip-hop.
Soldiers need something to relax by. Music is one of those many things that I believe a lot of soldiers enjoy, and I enjoy playing it for them. I enjoy doing the requests, dedications. It just makes my day.
44-year-old Staff Sergeant, who is serving his first year-long tour in Iraq, has been in the military for 19 years, 7 of those in radio and television broadcasting with American Forces Networks, or AFN. When he's not spinning tunes for the troops, he takes care of military units in Atlanta, Georgia, his hometown, where he is a reserve unit administrator. AFN began during World War II in Europe as a radio service to the American troops. In the 1950s, AFN expanded to include the newest medium, television. Today, troops across Iraq listen to and watch programs produced just for them. AFN has other stations that serve U.S. troops based in Afghanistan, Germany, Korea, and other countries where there are U.S. military bases. Sergeant Misha King is following in her father's footsteps, serving in the U.S. military. Her two brothers have also served. One just left Iraq a few months ago. She returned to Iraq in July to serve her second tour here.
This is Army Sergeant Misha King for AFN Radio News. The coalition.
The 32-year-old sergeant produces 7 2-minute newscasts each day on AFN Radio, which are solely about what's happening in Iraq.
I tell them the good news and the bad news. I try not to sugarcoat anything.
She focuses her newscasts on what Iraqi political and religious leaders are saying, as well as projects the Americans are working on, such as improving Iraq's infrastructure. As broadcasting technology advances, Sergeant Howell says radio still remains an important format for troops in a war zone.
Not every FOB or camp has immediate access to cable or satellite systems. Radio is by far one of the few mediums we have out here that enables us to communicate with our troops.
And the troops appreciate it, saying AFN radio keeps them up to date and the music gives them a little touch of home, especially around the holidays. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, Baghdad.
望网英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。